USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
She says she's a yes. Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski announcing in a rare Saturday Senate session that she will support the confirmation of Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court.
I will vote no on the procedural votes ahead of us, but yes to confirm Judge Barrett when the question before us is her qualification to be an Associate Justice on the Supreme Court.
Murkowski and Maine Senator Susan Collins had said they didn't believe the Senate should be taking up the confirmation process so close to the general election. A full confirmation vote on Judge Barrett is expected on Monday. Two top advisors to Vice President Mike Pence have tested positive for the coronavirus. Senior political advisor Marty Obst and Chief of Staff Mark Short both tested positive on Saturday and are in quarantine. Pence and his wife Karen tested negative on Saturday, and the Vice President's office says he will maintain his schedule, even as Short is considered to be a close contact with Pence. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck! As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
New research from the University of Washington says that nearly 130,000 American lives could be saved if we all just wore our masks. The new data from the Institute of Health Metrics and Evaluation at the University of Washington estimates that the U.S. is on track to hit 385,000 deaths from COVID-19 by February of next year. They say that number could be cut if 95% of the population just wears masks. Epidemiologist Dr. Ali Mukdad is one of the researchers working on that model. He tells CNBC that changing our behavior as we head inside for the winter will make all the difference.
We need to change our behaviors and give science and scientists a chance to find a vaccine and a drug for this COVID-19, for the virus. So meanwhile, what we can do is wear your mask, watch your distance, wash your hands, basic public health and basic prevention in order to get out of it with less damage as possible.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A Texas fire chief is in hot water for posing next to a woman wearing cold sushi.
San Antonio officials are reviewing the actions of Fire Chief Charles Hood after photos went public in which he was standing next to a scantily clad woman at another firefighter's party. The 50th birthday party was held at a family home. The fire chief explains that as he walked in the front door, he came across a lady wearing sushi, raw fish, so he stopped and posed to take a picture, adding it would be like taking a picture with a flamenco dancer in Vegas or even a professional sports cheerleader. Chief Hood has offered an apology to anyone who was offended by the photos. He's been fire chief since 2007. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
The FBI reminding people over the weekend that scams continue to surface to rip off consumers. USA Radio Network's Wyatt Cox reports.
In a Saturday tweet from the FBI Las Vegas office, the Bureau identified three red flags you will see in a scam: demanding payment via gift cards, wire transfers, internet currency, or by mailing cash to resolve an issue, creating a sense of urgency that it must be handled now, and demanding secrecy from you in handling the problem. If any of these come up in a phone, email, or other private message conversation, disconnect and contact your local law enforcement office for assistance. I'm Wyatt Cox.
And Saturday was a busy day on the college gridiron. Number 1 Clemson, number 2 Alabama, number 3 Notre Dame, and number 5 Ohio State all rolled to easy wins. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.